Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Monday. It is Columbus Day. I wish you a very, very happy Columbus Day. Wednesday, I'm going to be Politics and Pints down at the Beacon Theater in Hopewell. Yes, it's sold out. It's been sold out. Well, I'm wagging my finger at you now because I've told you this repeatedly. You got to buy the tickets early when they go on sale. I mean, everybody gets upset. Well, it's sold out. I know. I told you. So anyway, yes, it's sold out. Now, that being said, the good thing or the bad thing, depending on where you happen to be. Like, if you're in Hopewell or Prince George, this isn't going to be the best piece of news. But if you're not in Hopewell or Prince George, it's going to be could be a good piece of news. I would think we're going to be somewhere else the next time. We've been at the Beacon Theater three times in a row now. And the whole goal of this, at least stated initially, was that we're moving it around Central Virginia. So I would have to think, since we've done the city, we've done Henrico, we did Ashland, we've done Hopewell, Prince George now, the Tri-Cities three times. I don't know. Personally, I am pulling for Chesterfield. I really believe that Midlothian ought to be the place that we do the next one. We'll see. Gutman is already crying, whining, moaning. Why? Well, because he's a whiner and a crier and a moaner. What are you going to do? Gary Hess is doing yeoman's work, trying to put together topics. And, of course, Gutman is complaining. And then now he's got backup. It's going to be interesting. That's all I got to say. Seriously, that's all I have to say. I think it's going to be very, very interesting. And if you're there, well, you'll see that it's interesting. And if you're not, one of your friends is going to tell you, boy, that was kind of interesting. And you'll have to ask, did Gutman weep like a small child? The answer is probably yes. I mean, I can't guarantee that he will, but he probably will. Bill Clinton, by the way, is blaming Kamala Harris for the death of Lake and Riley. Well, not exactly in that language, but it's really what he's saying. Bill Clinton is now out campaigning for the Kamala Harris tampon Tim Walz ticket, which is really interesting. First of all, half the people have no idea who Bill Clinton is. They really don't. He looks so bad. Oh, my gosh. Look, I don't wish ill health on anyone, for the most part. But he looks bad. And I know what you're thinking, Jeff. He's lived with Hillary Clinton for 50 years. Yeah, somewhere in that area. I get it. That'll definitely put anything other than a smile in your face. I know. But, like, he doesn't look healthy. There's this one video circulating. I don't know if I put it up on social media stuff today or not. If not, I'll try and get it up. If not, you can find it yourself. But it's at some fast food joints. Some fast food joint, and Bill Clinton goes in there, and the woman behind the counter is so excited. Oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. Thank you for coming in. I'm so excited to meet you. And she comes out from behind the counter and takes a picture and hugs him. She thought it was Joe Biden. And I don't know who had the duty to break it to her that, oh, no, that's Bill Clinton. Who? Bill Clinton. Remember, I did not have sex with that woman, that Bill Clinton. Oh, could you get me the hand sanitizer? No, seriously, because he hugged me, and I kind of like to wash the ickies off, if at all possible. But Bill Clinton said, and I'm going to quote here, because I don't want to mess up anything that Bill Clinton said. Because who knows how long he's going to be saying stuff, right? Once the campaign's over, I assume he goes back into hiding under some rock somewhere. You got a case in Georgia not very long ago, didn't you? They made an ad about it, a young woman who had been killed by an immigrant. Yeah, well, if they'd all been properly vetted, that probably wouldn't have happened. That's what Bill Clinton said. You do know who's responsible for the non-vetted immigrants in the nation, right? That's Kamala Harris. Just for the record, I thought you should know that. She and Joe Biden, who apparently looks a little bit like Bill Clinton on his worst day, said, let them all in, tear down the wall. Maybe Joe Biden thought he was just sort of channeling his inner Ronald Reagan. Tear down that wall. President Biden? Yeah. That's keeping the illegal aliens out. Oh, yeah. Well, whatever. Let's share some sound, shall we? I got a lot of stuff you've got to listen to. And I am, it is one of those days. You know how you have those days that are one of those days? Where you're reminded why, I don't like that. Or, I really don't like that. I'm having one of those days right about now. I think it was the Gutman email. I really do. I really do. I was having a great day up until then. Except both Heidi and Julia are under the weather. And so in addition to my normal demanding work schedule, such as it is, I am also playing sort of nurse to both Heidi and to Julia, just trying to keep them safe and happy and healthy and fed and watered and juiced and, well, I don't know, whatever it is I'm supposed to do. And I do think back to my mom. I think I've told this story. I've mentioned it to you. My mom was a career med-surg nurse, 40-plus years. My mom was helping people get better. I was trained as an EMT. I never really worked as an EMT, but I was trained as an EMT. And all that time, my mom said, hey, keep going. Go get your nursing degree. You'll never go hungry. You'll never have to worry about any. You're going to work when you want. No. I got this. You know, I'm going to do this. And, you know, then hindsight, of course, is 20/20, right? And you look in the rear of your mirror and go, yeah, I definitely should have gotten that nursing degree. No doubt about it. But anyway, so I'm kind of playing nurse to Julia and to Heidi. And Joe, well, I guess now it's always Joe and Emily. I'm just trying to keep them healthy and keep them out of the line of fire of Julia and Heidi, who are just spewing all sorts of germs around the place. So it ain't easy is what I'm saying. So then I'm getting through it, having a pretty good. And then I read the Gutman wine-a-thon. Well, why are you asking this question? Why don't you, you know, then like I said, he's got backup. Gary, why don't you ask about all the things that are wrong with conservatives? I was like, oh, God, give me a break already. Craziness. All right. Having said all of that, today is Columbus Day. It is not Indigenous Peoples Day. Cut number two.
It is an honor, of course, to be with you this week as we celebrate Indigenous Peoples Day, as we speak truth about our nation's history. Since 1934, every October, the United States has recognized the voyage of the European explorers who first landed on the shores of the Americas. But that is not the whole story. That has never been the whole story. Those explorers ushered in a wave of devastation for tribal nations, perpetrating violence, stealing land, and spreading disease. We must not shy away from this shameful past, and we must shed light on it and do everything we can to address the impact of the past on Native communities today.
Is she still talking, Germ? Because I can never tell when she stops. I mean, it's just this, it's this drone, you know? What is it, like a 5 kilohertz tone? Like you're having trouble starting your car. She says nothing. She says absolutely, positively nothing, but she takes a long time to say it. Are you telling me now, Madam, not ready for primetime vice president, that that the Native American people, the tribes, the nations, the groups, the collectives, the families, the people, because that's what we're talking about, right? All these people, were they all just living peacefully, side by side, communing with nature all the time, holding hands, singing whatever the early version of Kumbaya was? Is that what you're trying to tell me? Because if you are, I say this with all due respect, you're full of crap. The Native American tribes, nations, the people, right? Because they always talk about people. People of the river, right? Mattapani. Fine. I mean, I've spent time, again, with the Mattapani. I'm honored by that. But these were not all simply peaceful organizations, peaceful groups. We've now rewritten this. Now, at first, the history was, well, you know, the white people came over from Europe and they took all these savages who lived here and they civilized them. Well, that was wrong. Now we have, oh, those evil people came over from Europe and they introduced violence to the peace-loving people. Well, that's also wrong. Here's what I can tell you. Ever since somebody had a bite of a flipping apple, we've had problems. Right? Because we've all been, it's been a fallen world since then, my friends. And that means within every society, there's always been the potential for depraved indifference on the part of one human being towards another human being. That's the fact. Now, if we could go back and get that lady not to pick that apple from the tree of, you know, whatever it was. I mean, there's some tree somewhere. It was like a garden, I think. But if we go back, dial that back, well, maybe you'd have a better chance. But I don't think we can, so we're stuck with what we've got. So please, let's not lie to people. Let's be honest about all of this. There were absolutely, positively, lots of people living here on the North and South American continents long before Christopher Columbus showed up. Absolutely true. Were they all peaceful people living happily with each other? No. There were some real knockdown, drag-out battles, and there was a certain amount of depraved indifference to the suffering of others, just like you see in every other society. Here's what I can tell you. We need to tell all of history. We need to acknowledge every single piece of history. That includes the good, the bad, and the ugly. There's no reason to get rid of Columbus Day. None whatsoever. I say we keep Columbus Day and continue to salute the accomplishments of Christopher Columbus coming over here and acknowledge what it has become. Not unburdened by what it had been. No, I'm just joking. What it's always been. It's a tribute to Italian Americans. Americans of Italian ancestry. Let's keep that. Let's feel really, really good about that. And let's also have a day where we acknowledge the contributions, the heroism, the courage, the bravery of Native American peoples. It's going to be a different day, but I think we can handle that. 516, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. Fox News Radio, WRBA. Jeff, I heard someplace banned Columbus Day, not because of the Indians, but because Columbus was Jewish. Yeah, oh, I could see that. I could totally see that. Yeah. Jeff, I love Dana. That's good. We haven't had one of those. No, it's nice, though. So sorry to miss the 16th, because you will make Gutman crazy. Well, it doesn't really take much to make Gutman crazy because he's already Meshuggah, he's nuts. On another note, congratulations on the board appointment. You totally deserve it, and I cannot believe it has been 12 years since you got here. Like so many of us, glad you stayed. Roxana. Thank you, Roxana. Greg, who is a good guy down in Chesterfield, who just so happens to have been Emily Morrissey's school teacher, which makes him an even better guy, in my opinion. He says, as you know, Tony Brewster is every bit a gentleman as he is a philanthropist. He's also a Chiefs and Royals fan, which puts him even higher in my book. Well, thank you. I knew that he was, he was wrong in a lot of sports things. But no, that's good to hear. That's good to hear. Do we have just enough time for my old buddy Bill O'Reilly? I think we do. Cut number one.
I don't care whether you like Trump or not. Trump governed this nation in a responsible way where everybody prospered. And if you don't believe that, you're a moron. Every single thing, every single indicator was on positive territory. All the working people, no matter what color they were making more money and there were more jobs. We didn't have inflation. We didn't have supply problems. We didn't have any of it. Now we got all of it, in addition to an open border. I don't care whether you like Trump or not. Trump governed this nation in a responsible way where everybody prospered.
Yep. And let me reiterate what Bill said. If you don't get that, may I quote you, Mr. O'Reilly? Yeah, you're a moron. What a maroon, huh? Man.
What a maroon.
I'm with O'Reilly on this. I really am. I get it. I can't tell you how many times I start a sentence, whether it's here or anywhere else. I know you don't like Trump. Okay, I get it. You don't like Trump. You don't like Trump. Well, but move past it, for God's sakes. That is, by the way, one of the lines of questioning that may or may not be adopted for politics and pints. Right? Because there's a couple of guys involved that just hate Trump and they can't break away from that. We'll try. Brian Kilmeade's going to be there Wednesday. Brian Kilmeade will be here at 5:35. It's 5:26, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 5:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Monday. Happy Columbus Day to you. If you are in any way hurt or offended or upset by that, tough. Now, it's interesting to hear the news reporting on the, quote, deep blue suburbs of Philadelphia. As you know, I grew up in Philadelphia. When I grew up, the suburbs of Philadelphia were rock solid red. These were conservative. Now, what's happened over the years is that people like my cousin Nathaniel and his lovely wife and their child, they were good urban homesteaders living in the city of Philadelphia until such time as it came, their kid had to go to school. Then all of a sudden, boom, right out to the suburbs, and they took some of their...
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
Left-wing ideas with them. It's crazy, but I think Donald Trump is resonating with actual working people, real people. You know, one of the guys who gets to see this up close and personal every single day, you'll turn on Fox and Friends, and there's Brian Kilmeade, and he's in some other location that never sleeps. Wednesday, he's going to be here at the Beacon Theater for Politics and Pints again. He's joining us this afternoon. Brian, thank you for being here.
Yep, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Well, the pleasure is always mine. I know you're excited about Wednesday. Tell me what you're seeing as you are out and about visiting with real people around America.
Well, I think really I'm getting a sense things change over the last 3 weeks. And I think it's really I think it's life. I think the immigration is getting worse. I think that even though inflation has slowed, the prices aren't going down. People don't understand that. Well, it's only gone up 2.4%. Well, that's on top of the 9. We need prices to go to the negative for people to go, well, you know, I went shopping. It seems back to the way it was 4 years ago. It's not happening. And then when people say, well, it's getting better, that kicks people off. But I think that her performance is the best selling point for Trump. She's not comfortable with almost any issue. She can't go deep on almost any issue. She can't even go to friendly environments. It's been more detrimental than more abrasive ones. And then you see the story, well, she did 60 Minutes and Trump didn't. Well, you know why she came out somewhat clear on some questions? Because they edited different answers to their questions. So people look at that. You don't need me to say that, Jeff. You don't need you to say that. You don't need Trump to say it. Yeah. People at home go, you know, this is ridiculous. And then you watch Sunday shows. You see how desperate the internals must be just terrible. To see Martha Raddatz, to see Margaret Brennan, to see Kristen Welker, just flailing, trying to land a blow on J.D. Vance or Speaker Johnson. It was comical. It was so regressive.
Did you, let me ask you, because you're, what people may or may not know about you, they watch you on Fox and Friends, they read your books, they go, you know, he's a really, really smart guy, which is absolutely correct, but I think what sometimes gets left at the curb with you, Brian, is that you're like a real guy and a regular guy. Did you just sit on your couch like some of us did eating popcorn going, man, hit him again, hit her again, hit him again, get her again?
Yeah, I mean, what I do is, and it's crazy, it used to be the way I was with sports, because I was when I was doing sports, but now, for the last 20-plus years, I with the Sunday shows, because yeah. I love seeing what other everybody else is saying. I have no interest in staying in my bubble. I know what I think, but I'm always open to saying, wow, I got to refine my argument, or I got to open up my mind. So I'm open to it, and I have not been able to open up my mind watching anything on these Sunday shows, because they don't go deep in anything, and they just have an agenda. They just have an agenda. They're not listening.
No.
So I watched every single one of them, including Shannon Bream with Governor Governor Waltz, who's the biggest disastrous pick ever. I mean, you know, you could say Dan Quayle hurt George H.W. Bush, but I think in many ways he was mislabeled. You know, he came in with a lot of experience. But Governor Waltz is an absolute comically bad candidate, and J.D. Vance is so much better than I thought. I know he was going to be good. I just don't appreciate the foreign policy, and some of the things he was saying was kind of, you know, I thought was a little out there, and okay. Maybe most of your audience isn't. I think we've gone over that. But I just think that the way he understands Trump better than Trump understands Trump.
What a great point. Brian Kilmeade is joining us. Of course, you see him all the time on Fox, Fox and Friends. He's writing a book, it seems like, every couple of months. He's going to be here on Wednesday. J.D. Vance is one of those guys who, as you know, a lot of people question Trump after that pick. Well, why would you do that? Why wouldn't you go with, I mean, closer to home, Glenn Youngkin here in Virginia, an amazing human being. But obviously, Trump saw something in Vance that said, you know what? He takes the MAGA mantle and he moves it downfield, right?
Hey, Jeff, it's so much. And you must get this, too, because I know there's a lot of people in your life that don't agree with you.
Yeah.
But it's not up to you to out-yell them. You listen. You take their arguments. You know, I know what you're saying.
Right.
But if you just take a step back and understand that maybe not every apartment's taken over in Aurora, but is three too many? I think so. These are brutal gangsters. You know what it means? It doesn't matter to you because it's not your apartment. It's not your $2.5 million mansion, Martha Raddatz.
Right.
So he takes the argument, he listens, and he never, ever breaks. And he just sits there and spars. And when that happens, I think that happens from law school.
Yes.
And I think that happens because you're forced to take every side of every argument. And I also think that a lot of people, he was way to the left, by the way.
Yeah,
and he is somebody that understands what he used to think.
Yeah.
So I think in many ways, I think J.D. Vance has been the MVP of this whole process. And they say, well, he wins arguments, but is he likable? He wins arguments. It's just my car just passed inspection, by the way.
Oh, congratulations, Mazel tov.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. So it went a little longer than I thought. I apologize. Now I'm back in the car.
No worries.
But what I was trying to say is that he gets his arguments, so he's used to it. And the thing is, if you lose it or you stumble, he's not going to lose or stumble because he goes so deep. Well, Trump will get mad sometimes and go, no, that's not right. But they want to hop on the fact that Trump doesn't – they go, Trump lies. What Trump does, he sells. And what Trump says, he's got the best sneakers in the world. He has the best apartments in the world.
Yep.
He's got the best towers. He's got the best golf courses. Does he? No, probably not. But are they really good? And is he selling? Yes. Did he lie? No. And what J.D. Vance says, do you not get him by now? I get him, and I never used to like him.
Yeah.
So he defines what Trump is saying, because fundamentally, the reason why Trump is selling is because people get him now. They don't need Jeff or Brian to define what Trump is and what he does, because they get it. When he's on stage, he's not saying all Hispanics are bad. He's saying do the border. In the beginning, they said he hates Hispanic people. Now the Hispanic community goes, I get him. I don't need Martha Raddatz or George Stephanopoulos to tell me he's crude and not worthy of the office. I'll make up my mind. I had 4 years with him and 4 years without him. I think that's why 3 weeks ago, if we were doing this call, I'd say, you know what, they're going to sell her, they're going to bubble wrap her, and it might go.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think that he is just outworking her,
yep.
out talking her, and now she's got her flailing. So he's like, show me your physical exam. No, you show me your exam. I didn't ask. Then Kristen Welker says, don't we need to know President Trump's cholesterol level?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. We need his cholesterol. You know, God forbid he has a hamburger and he gets angina. You know, we got to know what's going on. It's craziness.
Can we just say hi? Can we agree hi? Right. Let's just say it's hi, okay? I've been watching him eat. He brags about McDonald's. Let's just go with hi. You know, so, and he'll deal with it. But I just don't. I don't get it. It's going to be fun tomorrow night.
Yeah.
And the thing is, you make sure of it. Not everybody on the stage agrees.
No. We have a very, very important DEI hiring policy at WRVA. Gutman will be there, and he's already complaining. I know you're not on these emails. I can tell you, though, he's already complaining about the questions. Why do we have to ask that? We shouldn't ask that. But, you know, you pointed out, we don't need the over-under on Trump's cholesterol. If you're going to bet, take the over, because you put a needle in there, pure melted butter will come out. Now can we move on to fixing the border, right?
I think so. And I talked to Tom Holman today, and he's like, I'm not counting on victories yet, but just put it this way, Brian, I'm ready to go. We know what to do. We know how to do it.
Yep.
We know how we're going to go about it. This is whatever you think of Trump winning or losing. If he does win, there's going to be very little learning curve. They're ready to go.
Yeah.
So they've already got the team together, and they're not a group of loyalists. They're a group, they like him,
yeah.
But they're willing to push back on him. This is not possible. This is not going to be legal.
Yep.
They're going to do that. It's not a bunch of sycophants. That's different. That is, that's not what these people are going to be, the cabinet that's going to pass or the advisors that are going to be there. So the one thing that if people are worried about what kind of team he's going to put together, don't worry about it. That's not going to be the issue. I think he's going to have an easier time this time, and he's more popular at 47% is more popular right now than at any point in his political career. And that's after 4 years of on the job,
mm-hmm.
and that's 2 years really of trying to get the job back
yep.
with all the indictments and everything like that. We've never seen anything like this.
Now, I'm going to, I know you got to go and show everybody your new inspection sticker, which is great. I'm very, very proud of you. I think that's good.
It's a big relief to the listeners.
I'll bet it is. But, you pointed something out here, and I want you to make a note of it, or I'll make a note of it, because when you write the book about this, and you will, you are so spot on when you say J.D. Vance is the one who helped to define Donald Trump for everybody else, because Donald Trump is not doing anything differently, as you point out. He's still out there. He's saying the same things. He's selling. He's a salesman to his core. Everything is the best. It's bigger. It's better. It's brighter. But J.D. Vance, a guy who didn't like him, said, oh, wait a minute, now I get it. And Vance, God bless him, he is so effective. He's hitting it out of the park every single time he steps to the plate.
I just got to give people credit for stepping to the plate.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure he could have said, listen, he probably has done 15 Sunday shows.
Yeah.
One time he did 4 in one day. He could easily have said to the guys, give me a break. I just did this. I just had a debate. Instead, he goes, okay, do it. Let's do Fox News Sunday, and let's do. I think it was Kristen Welker.
Yep.
No, it was Martha Raddatz.
Raddatz, ABC. Yeah. Right, because Raddatz was like, well, you know, okay, look, it's a couple of apartment complexes. Meanwhile, I'm going back to Fairfax to the mansion. What do I care? Nobody breaking into my house.
Did you see it? They put her. I don't think this is necessarily right, but it's social media. It's not my call. She was trending, and I looked at her trending, and they just had a bunch of pictures of her $2.5 million mansion.
Yeah.
And there was no gangsters around there. There were no gangbangers around there. In New York, there's actually the American gangs are shooting the Venezuelan gangs. Oh. I'm actually pulling for my gang. I'm pulling for American gangs to win back my streets so we can go back to our own smash and grabs. We don't want foreigners doing it. We do it. Thank you.
There you go. That's it. We don't need to bring people in. I love that. Brian, listen, man, I always appreciate you being here. Drive safely. We're looking forward to seeing you here. You're always you're always the king of the heap on all this, so we do appreciate it. Thank you, man.
No, you rule. You're the man, Jeff. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you,
appreciate
sir.
It.
That is Brian Kilmeade. He'll be with us Wednesday at the Beacon Theater in Hopewell, and I'm here to tell you, he is spot on, and he probably thinks I'm joking, but he will write a book about this. This is the defining moment for Trump, and it's not Trump defining Trump, it's J.D. Vance defining Trump, and it's brilliant in the way it's being done. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. Well, you know, Jeff, with the open border, we're just bringing in criminals to do the crimes that American criminals don't want to do anymore. Okay. I don't know how much time I've got here with the Martha Raddatz cut, and I'm a little... we didn't play this yet, did we, Jerm? I don't think so. So I'll tell you what, it's a long clip, but the payoff line comes pretty quickly. Do me a favor, Jerm, just start cut number five, and I'll tell you when to do it.
Where Trump said the city had been invaded and conquered by Venezuelan gangs. The Republican mayor of the city said flatly the city and state have not been taken over or invaded or occupied by migrant gangs. So do you support Donald Trump making those claims that the Republican mayor says were grossly exaggerated and have hurt the city's identity and sense of safety? I understand what you're saying, that some people left behind, but he's making these statements that the mayor is flat out disputing.
Well, Martha, you just said the mayor said they were exaggerated.
Grossly exaggerated.
That means there's got to be some element of truth here. And of course, President Trump was actually in Aurora, Colorado, talking to people on the ground. And what we're hearing, of course, Martha, is that people are terrified by what has happened with some of these Venezuelan gangs.
Senator Vance, I'm going to stop you because I know exactly what happened. Martha. I'm going to stop you. The incidents were limited to a handful of apartment complexes, and the mayor said our dedicated police officers have acted on those concerns. A handful of problems.
Only, Martha, do you hear yourself? Only a handful of apartment complexes in America were taken over by Venezuelan gangs, and Donald Trump is the problem and not Kamala Harris's open border. Americans are so fed up with what's going on, and they have every right to be. And I really find this exchange, Martha, sort of interesting because you seem to be more focused with nitpicking everything that Donald Trump has said rather than acknowledging that apartment complexes in the United States of America are being taken over by violent gangs. I worry so much more about that problem than anything else here. We've got to get American communities in a safe space again. And unfortunately, when you let people...
Now we're going to cut it there. Mic drop, the win to J.D. Vance. Tell me, Martha Raddatz, how many American apartment complexes being completely and totally taken over by Venezuelan street gangs is too much? Because from the sounds of it, you're totally okay with, you know, 3, 4, 5 of them being turned into these pits of criminal activity. That's okay with you. Martha Raddatz is everything that is wrong with the legacy news media. She's everything that's wrong with the left. Martha Raddatz doesn't live in a one- or two-bedroom apartment or a studio apartment that's been taken over in that complex by Venezuelan organized crime. She lives in a multi-million-dollar mansion in Northern Virginia, and I guarantee you she's got her own security, her own bodyguards, and she's got Fairfax County Police on speed dial. You're not going to break into her home, and that's what she's concerned with. She doesn't give a crap about your home. It's just her mansion she cares about. Hey, have a fantastic evening. Tomorrow morning, I'll be on with John Reed at 8:05, but make sure you start at 6 because it's always great stuff. Have a great evening. God willing, we do it all again tomorrow starting at 3. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Adios and
via con Dios. Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.